All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is another teaser for Independence Day. Sweet Home, My Sexy Roommates. This is a game I wanted to do for a while. It's a little older, but it seems to run, and I'm doing the same thing I do with Discipline, so I'm basically running the window, for those of you that are interested. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started. How did it come to this? Hey, stop struggling. Manami, get his legs. I'm on it. Wait, can we talk about this first? I can explain. You can save your explanation for the police. Now be quiet. Kaede, grab the phone and call 119. No! The police is 1110, actually. Besides, shouldn't we at least tell the landlady first? This is an emergency. Why are you being so discreet anyway? Hey, Manami, wrap it tighter around there. Okay. Yeah, this is actually kind of fun. Not for me. All of a sudden, these three young ladies gang up on me, and next thing I know, they've tied me up in a futon. I know some people are into that kind of thing, but not me. I'm no pervert. Besides, I just have one thing to ask. Why in the hell is this happening to me? All I did was... Ugh, my neck! You're choking me! I can't breathe! Oh, oops! Sorry. I'm finished over here, Chinatsu. Good, that about does it, I guess. Now for the finishing touch. Oh god, what next? Hey, you two, help me out with this. Okay. What, me too? Upsy-daisy. Whoa. Once they have me all wrapped up, they hang me upside down from a beam on the ceiling like a cocoon. And now the world is safe from one more rapist. I'm not a rapist. Oh man, all the blood's going to my head. All I did was... Ugh, I'm not feeling so well. I think I bumped my head when she threw me to the ground earlier. I'm starting to feel faint. I'm home. Oh, there's an extra pair of shoes here. Is Ryuichi here already? I think it's Ryuichi. Ah. I hear a familiar voice. Oh, yeah. We talk on the phone a lot, but I haven't heard her in person for quite a while. It's my stepmother. After all I did was try to come back home. Why the hell did things turn out this way?
Ryuichi?
Hey, Ryuichi. Right. Really, why did this happen? That's the real question here. Ryuichi! Hey, Ryuichi! Just what the hell did I do to deserve this? I mean, seriously. Oh, is that how it's going to be? I'll make you regret annoying me, you stupid jerk face. Whoa! My pointless train of thought is interrupted by a familiar face. Oh, hey, Risa. Is there a reason why you're suddenly yelling obscenities at me? There's nothing sudden about it. I've been trying to get your attention for a while now. Really? What, are you seriously so dense that you didn't notice? Hey, shut up! Get it together, your face is already dopey looking enough. If your brain goes too, then you've got nothing left. Keep your rude comments to yourself, please. And just who are you calling dopey looking, hmm? You. You're the only one I know with a face that dopey. You don't show any mercy, do you? Just what the heck are you doing here anyway? Well, that's exactly what I was thinking about before I was falsely accused of being dopey. Heh, I get it. Finally decided to stop by and see my sister? This here is Tomasato Risa, and she happens to be my stepmom's little sister. That technically makes her my aunt. They're only half-sisters, and Risa's only half-Japanese, so they're not that similar in personality nor appearance. We're about the same age, too, so we never really felt like aunt and nephew, either. I guess you could say things turned out that way, at least. Whatever. I don't know why you changed your mind, but you're gonna scream if you see that house now. She says, flashing a devious grin. What now? Seriously though, have you really not heard anything from your sister? Risa actually lives on her own nearby, her sister's house. She thinks she's being all cool and independent by living alone. It's hard to say just how independent she is though, considering how often she visits to save money on food. Of course, if I bring that up, it'll just start another fight, so I keep my mouth shut. Why would she go out of her way to tell me how you love and miss her so much that you're stopping by to visit? Is it just me, or does she think I have some kind of Oedipus complex? Oh well, I'll just ignore that for now. No, I mean some stuff happened and I'll be living there again for a while. What? No one told me that. Wow, you really didn't know? You're kidding, right? I wish I was. I never thought this would happen either. Yeah, well, who cares? I care. So you're gonna be living here, like, permanently? Well, I don't know exactly how long it'll be, but it'll probably be for a while at least. With the house the way it is now? That's not good. What's not good? You're the one who keeps telling me to stop by and visit my mom. Well, yeah, my sister seemed a little lonely, so I thought I'd cheer her up. So what's the problem? Look, you just can't, okay? She declares, pointing her finger at me defiantly. Why the hell not? Because I said so. Now turn around and go back where you came from. I can't. I don't have any furniture or place to stay. Just sleep outside then. Wow. First you tell me to come back, then you tell me to go live in the wild. What's gotten in you? If you were just coming back for a visit, then I'd enjoy the surprised look on your dopey face, and that would be it. Can you cut it out with the dopey face stuff already? And what is this surprise you keep talking about? That has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with me. It's my house. I'm gonna be living there. Okay, it does, but it doesn't. I mean, I hope they have nothing to do with you. I have no idea what she's going on about, but she's pretty adamant about this. I'm starting to get a little pissed off. Look, it's my damn house, and I can go back if I want. I don't need you telling me what to do. She suddenly goes silent. Normally, she'd fire back with double the intensity, so this isn't what I expected. Maybe I was a little harsh. Risa? I start to get a little worried. Shut up! If that's the way you want to be, then fine. Do whatever the hell you want. She fires back louder than ever. Damn, she's playing possum. You're darn right I will. What the hell? I was worried about you there for a second. I don't need someone like you worrying about me. If you're gonna go, then hurry up and go already. I got stuff to do. Hey! She turns around and leaves without ever giving a second look back. What was that all about? Confused, I continue on home. Hmm? The front door's locked. I made sure to tell her what time I'd be coming. She should be home. Maybe she's out shopping? Considering how excited she seemed on the phone last night, she might have a special feast in mind. I'd be happy with any old meal, really. Still, it gives me a warm and fuzzy feeling to know that she cares. I can just stand out here and wait, but I kinda have to pee. Thankfully, I know just what to do in these situations. I go to check under the flower pot next to the front door. Mom always keeps the key here whenever she goes out. Wait a minute. There used to be this many pots? From what I recall, there's at least twice as many as before. Is this a Venus flytrap? I see a pitcher plant, too. Her tastes have really changed since I last saw her. I find the key and shrug to myself as I unlock the door. I'm home! I doubt she's home, but I announce myself just in case. Ah, nothing like the smell of your own home. Every home is a smell. You may not notice it if you've been there for a while, but leave and come back and it hits you. Sure brings back memory. Hmm? Did it always smell like this? Maybe she changed her perfume or something. I'm not too keen about that stuff, but it smells like another woman in here. Oh hey, she's got food cooking already. After finishing in the bedroom, I head to the dining room to find plates with food already on the table. Judging from the smell of food still coming from the kitchen, they must have been prepared fairly recently. Let's see. I know it's bad manners, but I sneak a bite of fried chicken off the plate. Hmm? Her food tastes kind of different too. I recall the flavor being a little more simple before. Not that there's nothing wrong with this food or anything. This begs the question. If the food is already ready, where the heck is she? Maybe she came to the station to meet me there and we somehow missed each other. Starting to get a little worried. Hmm? I think I heard the sound of the shower. I guess she was here the whole time. Uh-oh, don't go in there, brah! My suspicions are confirmed as I hear the sound of humming and running water coming from the shower. Wait, humming? I don't remember her ever doing that. Of course, it's not like we've ever showered together before, so maybe she does and I just don't know about it. Well, at least I know for sure she's home. I head back to the dining room and wait. Hmm, I suddenly hear the sound of the toilet flushing. Is she out of the shower already? What the? I hear the sound of the shower again. I check the toilet just to be sure. The tank is still filling with water and the lid is down. I left it up so someone definitely used it. It's gotta be her, right? Wait. I notice the toilet paper is folded, kind of like what they do in hotels. When did she start doing that? So what? Did she have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the shower? And after that, she went back to the shower? Hmm, my stepmom? Naked? Down this hall? Nice. I pictured it for a second. Still, she's apparently gotten kind of sloppy since I last saw her. Hope this isn't a sign that she's getting old. Even though there's no one around, I try to hide my half-boner as I head back to the kitchen. What is it this time? I almost jump at the sound of electronic beeping. Yep. And there's where we're gonna leave off for now. Again, this is just a small teaser. There's more stuff coming. And this one we're gonna be doing probably as soon as we finish the next old game. Not Horny Bunnies, but probably Cigar Family or another one of those. Alright, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner.